11 o'clock hour at 11:14 begins now. Our guy, Rob Domofsky, who did not join us today. He's not in Denver, though. I can confirm that.
Was he golfing?
I can neither confirm nor deny that that's what's occurring right now. But
That's kind of irritating. Come on, Rob.
He's not on the show today.
No.
He's not contractually obligated, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fair.
But be that as it may, he did do a piece on ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com about two first-round picks from the last couple of drafts, Devontae Wyatt and Lucas Van Ness. And both players, and it's one preseason game against the backup Browns offensive line. Rob acknowledges that in his piece. But both those guys, they had splash moments last week. I would be willing to bet if they're going to play this week, you're going to see their names across your television screen if you're watching a Sunday night preseason game, which doesn't work for your schedule. But these are guys that come. We just got done talking about expectations, right? We talk about them a lot. What are you doing?
Alex Gravatt is out there doing calf raises. Like, just in the...
When he does that, it makes him, like, 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's so tall.
Continue. I didn't mean for you. You always say, don't get distracted. Well,
all right, I'm going to get my laundry then. So, look.
That's fair.
Expectations. Expectations when you're a first-round pick are very high. You know that. We've talked about it millions of times. What are your expectations for these two guys? Because they have been front and center of this new system is going to be really good for these guys. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that premise, by the way, that Rob advances in his piece at ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Devontae Wyatt, it's not that he's put up bad stats. I think it's a consistency thing. And in this new system being disruptive, I think, you know, the Lucas Van Ness, I guess the myth, oh, he looks like T.J. Watt, I see somebody saying. Oh, he's Hercules. Oh, I think his ceiling is very high.
I agree.
And the beautiful part about that is typically when you have that, there's a little boomer busty. He's mm-hmm. not going to be a bust because he's so strong. And because he, you know, has already shown, even last year in the limited amount of time, he made some plays. I have super high expectations for him. I don't know how things are going to shake out moving down the road. You know Rashawn Gary's going to be here, and he's going to be somebody that you're counting on for big minutes. But it just that's what you love about what Goody's doing is he continues to supplement and bring people in. And Lucas Van Ness, I think, is going to have a breakout season. I don't know if you're going to see the monster stat numbers that you see with some of these guys, because I'm not 100% sure where and you know when he's going to even be in. That's still yet to be determined, I do believe, especially in nickel. But you just sense with Rashawn Gary, you know, you have other guys that you know are going to take up a lot of the opposing team's blocking scheme. You get these guys in one-on-one situations, both Devontae and Lucas Van Ness, you feel really good about winning that battle. And when you can have those guys, it puts a ton of pressure on opposing offenses. That's what I think I'm excited about, is both of these guys hopefully living up to that bill, which does come regardless of what anyone else says. You need to be impact players if you're first-round picks. Otherwise, people mm-hmm. will view you in a different way.
Well, I know this. Your first-round pick when you're driving is to have a full tank of gas.
Yeah, you're saying splash plays. I was thinking, boy, it'd have been nice if old girl splish splash that tank a little bit.
And not have to stop. But if you do have to stop, your other first-round pick is to stop at Quick Trip.
Yeah, this summer there's nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. And while I'm on the road, getting an ice-cold refreshing drink like a Coke. And this summer just got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. You can enter into the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away a total $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners get $25,000 each, and one final week winner gets $250K. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. You can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase a Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite product. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details. You know what irritated me? I forgot that it was the 15th yesterday. There was a sweet, sweet deal on my Quick Rewards app, and it went bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's on Old T.
Snooze, you lose.
It's on Old T. No, it's been a lot on Old T the last 2-3 hours here.
It has. Don't interrupt me, Jesse. So what did you get, Jesse? Because you and I were both playing while Tausch was doing the read.
I got $2 off bacon-wrapped chicken breast from the pull tab game today.
I got $1 off fried chicken.
Throw those on the grill. How exciting is that going to be for a nice... Hey, maybe you're going to... Are you tailgating tonight?
No, we're just showing up, getting into the stadium.
And then leaving early.
Yeah, well, no, we're staying till the end tonight, but no tailgating tonight.
How many entries? Think about just putting it in, like, a Reynolds wrap and then putting it on your, like, in your car and letting it cook while you're driving down like they used to do back in the old days, like Kramer.
Who used to do that back in the old days?
Didn't they do that on National Lampoon's Vacation, too?
I have never once considered to cook meat in the hood of the car while driving. Okay.
Just curious.
Get very buggy. Although you did have the Reynolds wrap around it. Jesse, how many entries are you?
You're not just sitting a steak on top of like a manifold. No. I mean, come on. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. I just suggested you drive. You drive to Miller Park with your dinner on your hood. But no, I'm the one who's ridiculous.
Well,
you're
if he's
right.
not going to take a grill down and you wanted to do this from Quick Trip, it would be fun. I'm not going to recommend doing that.
Or we could just stop at Quick Trip and get a chicken sandwich or a fried chicken or anything.
Right. Out of
you
the
didn't
hot
get
spot.
$2 off on that. You got $2
I'll
off
get, I'll send you my
make
coupon.
That at home on the grill like a normal person.
Okay.
All right, we need to get to our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. We'll see if there's an update or two from Denver, where the practice is underway with the Packers and the Broncos. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week this week, as most, if not all, of the starters will not be participating in Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos, but they are participating in today's practice. We'll check the social media channel since I didn't go. I got FOMO today. Definitely have FOMO today.
Yeah, I think you should be out there.
Yeah, next year. Next year. But we do have time to do the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Presented by Steinhoffels, which we do throughout the Packers season. One of the OGs, the original segments that we did from the very beginning.
Yep.
And, of course, Steinhoffels every year, one of the original things they do, are their Labor Day sales. But this one is Steinhoffels' biggest Labor Day sale ever. Save up to $800 on closeouts and amazing bonus buys like a Beautyrest Queen mattress for just $299. Plus, enjoy Steinhoffel's 60-month financing, making bringing home the look you love easier than ever. But hurry, these Labor Day savings will not last long. So shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
Time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. We're not doing headlines, so Tausch, you've been able to funnel all of your focus and energy and enthusiasm into your... sleeper, who you got?
So, what's so funny?
The hesitation.
it's a hezzy. I'm not going to lie to you. When I heard last week after the game, when Matt LaFleur said the guys aren't playing, my
interest level.
My dauber was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I get it. I understand it.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the right decision, though, even though it decreased your interest level?
I do. Okay. I do. I think, again, having these guys ready to fly down out of Green Bay to Sao Paulo on the short runway.
Have we confirmed that?
I think someone confirmed it. I think maybe the Kuz. I don't want to put Kuz's business on the street. I thought I saw a tweet from the Kuz.
I didn't know he worked at the airport.
Maybe I'm wrong. However they're flying down there, if they got to go Milwaukee, Chicago, whatever it might be, okay. Getting everybody there as healthy as they can is objective one, especially your preferred starters. So I get all of that. With all that said, I told you earlier in the show, I gave you a little glimpse. Anthony Johnson, a junior.
You've become a fan of his.
I was a fan of his from the jump, and then obviously he didn't like take that jump that I was hoping last year. But he's
Rudy Ford.
He's wearing old 36 yet, right? Is he still wearing time number?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's some availability there for him to make plays. I just think with that backup, with all of those quarterback situations that they got, and the Packers pass rush being better, and Halfley's defense, I think opportunities are coming, and I think old boy's going to make a play. And all you got to do in the preseason, make one play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is going to happen. I think old 3-6 is going to come out at a Steinhoffler, and I think I'm going to win again like I did last week.
I'm pretty sure I had Grant DeBose last week.
Yeah, well, so I had Sean Clifford.
We don't count the preseason stats anyway.
Yeah, it's just warming up. You know what, Jason? I'll give it to you because you did. Oh, you've been raving about Dubois.
And he delivered.
He did. He was fantastic. I can't argue.
Jason's the Baltimore Ravens of Steinhoffel's.
Well, Baltimore got undefeated beat last in the preseason.
Week. Baltimore got beat in the preseason last week.
Yeah. Well, they've slipped.
Two in a row they've lost.
Yeah. See if the Packers can beat them next Saturday at noon. All right. I'm going with a guy who he is. I compared Xavier McKinney to Charles Woodson, and it led to a segment. I'm going to make this comparison again. It is not the same, but he is this team's Mark Tauscher. It is Christian Welch, the pride of Iola Scandinavia. Did you guys have a rivalry with? Were they in the Auburndale Greater Metro area?
They weren't.
Did you play
at that
them?
Time, we were in the Clover Belt. And I don't know, Iola Scandinavia, known for their car show. Iola! Iola!
I don't remember that part of
it's
the jingle,
a song.
But.
Yeah, it's a jingle.
But they are down on linebackers. They've had a few guys missing time with injuries. Edgerrin Cooper has been sidelined for a while now. Mm-hmm. They got Tyron Hopper back, but they had to sign an inside linebacker just to have enough to get through practice. We know Eric Wilson has shown some good things. He may be an opening day starter along with Quay Walker and Isaiah McDuffie. But Christian Welch had a very impressive game in Cleveland. And he is going to be on this football team as a special teams guy. He's a native son. He went back and talked to his high school team and gave him a pep talk during the bye week last week.
Okay.
So he's got a little Tausch light to
him.
Who had
a bye week last week?
No. Last year, I meant. Did I say last week?
Say,
I meant last year.
I know camp's getting softer, but holy cats, they're giving him a bye week now?
No. Last year. If I said last week, that's on me.
You did.
But Christian Welch is my Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. He's going to get a pick or a fumble recovery. He had a fumble recovery last week.
Make Jesse? A pretty good grape juice, too.
Nice.
No, they do.
Great insight there. That's good.
Thanks a lot.
Dynamite drop-in, Monty.
Can I ask a question before I pick my sleeper?
Yes, Jesse, of course you can.
Where does the kicking competition stand going into this? Because I have to imagine when you're at zero elevation or mile elevation, whatever the elevation
vomit.
Is.
I was going for vomit, LaFleur thing. No.
When you're at elevation this week in Denver, I have to imagine that LaFleur's going to want to see what kind of leg the kickers have.
75-yard field goal.
Greg the leg.
So
Anders the Bonders.
Like, I'm tempted to pick Greg Joseph.
Anders the what?
The Bonders. He hits Bonders. It's got a rhyme.
Well, does he now?
Did that even technically rhyme?
Is
that
if
a crime?
If I wanted to pick Greg Joseph.
I wish you were a mime.
If so, I'll do my time.
Are they going to let Greg Joseph kick, or is this going to be the Anders show? Like, let's see what you got in Denver when you can show your best stuff.
Great question.
No, I think they're. I had not seen this happen very often. I do think it's happened once or twice, but they were unprepared for the 2-minute drill the other day, and Sean Clifford got them in field goal range, but they didn't have the goalposts out on the field, so they were still moving while they were trying to get them lined up.
Got to move the goalposts.
Which was a little bit of a challenge for Greg Joseph, who did miss, but kind of a difficult situation there. Look, I don't think we're any closer to a resolution. I don't think they're going to just let one guy kick. They alternated last week. I do think that Alex Hale, the skipper, is probably not long for here. I wouldn't be surprised if they try yet another person. And as we talked about earlier in the week, I still wouldn't be surprised if they brought in someone
Tavecchio?
That gets cut.
Can we
after
get Tavecchio back
cut down? I don't know. I think he's moved on with his life. But where it stands is still undecided. And when you got two kickers, that means you got none. And they got three kickers, so you really know that they've got none.
All right, then I'm going to pick Joel Wilson.
Did you just do that to buy time?
No. I wanted to pick Greg Joseph.
You're biding your time so you could pierce.
Yeah, so then I actually thought I would want to pick Anders
And then Joel
Carlson.
Wilson trumped the other answers.
And then I thought, well, Tausch is going to give me grief if I pick Anders Carlson for not being a sleeper in the preseason. So now I'm going with Joel Wilson, the tight end.
I think Anders Carlson can be a sleeper. But Joel Wilson, is he going to make this team? Jaybird?
So, you give me a hard time for focusing on obscure players on the roster too often.
No, I don't. I give you a hard time when you're mad at somebody and you don't want to go do an interview, so you go and interview Rudy Ford. That's why I give you a hard time.
By the way, he's back in the league. He signed with the Panthers.
That. Good
Happy
for him.
For
Rudy Ford might be the reason he didn't get the book.
There's potential in that, yeah.
No.
That's when all that anger and angst was going on, yeah. Who would guess that Rudy Ford just took $1 million out of you and Paul and the girls' mouths.
Rudy Ford cost Jason a vacation home in Oregon.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It's either Rudy Ford or Gerald Ford. I don't know whose fault it was. But
I'm still mad at myself. I was driving on a Gerald Ford Memorial Highway, which I'm sure the Packers are driving on, and I didn't get a photo to put up when Hunter was doing
Send
our show.
Hunter.
I was going to, it's the Gerald Ford Memorial Highway.
Was it because you didn't have enough gas to get to where you were going, or you were going to have to stop?
We had plenty of gas out there. Plenty of gas.
Okay. Yeah, be that as it may.
More gas than we wanted, you know what I mean?
Thank you for that glimpse into your vehicle.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. This ain't a good time.
Sleepers of the week have been posted. You can share yours on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed. Tell your guy Elon to switch it back to Twitter. I saw reports that he was considering it. No one calls it X anyway. Just do it, man. Tell him. Will you tell him for me next time you guys talk?
I'd love to have a sit down with Elon. So yeah, if I do get that,
that'd be great.
I put a request in. We'll see.
They are posted. Christian Welch, Joel Wilson, Anthony Johnson Jr., your Steinhoffel sleepers from us. You can share yours.
I don't love the new format where you can't really see. I went on Twitter, and it's you have to like click on something to see the video, which I don't love with Twitter or X. Mm-hmm. So come on, Elon.
It's your guy. Time now for our guy, Jesse Nelson and Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
A story around the NFL we did not touch on yesterday. The Atlanta Falcons made a trade acquiring Matthew Judon. one of the best defensive players, maybe in the league, for sure on the New England Patriots. He is now an Atlanta Falcon. Tausch, big deal, little deal, or no deal for the Green Bay Packers?
I don't know if it's a big deal. I do think, obviously, anytime you see a team in a division that is kind of wide open, you know, I think Tampa won it last year, right?
They did.
With Baker. I don't know if I feel great about that. I think, you know, Tampa obviously came into Green Bay and took it to us a little bit, and I think that's a big reason why Joe Barry is.
They gave Detroit a game in the divisional round.
Yeah. Atlanta's got the potential with Kirk Cousins and, you know, Bijan and all the, you know, talent that they have.
Musty Mac.
If their defense can get better, and obviously picking up a player of his caliber, he's a good football player. Do I think that moves them into the next echelon? No, but it does give them, I think, more confidence in their locker room that, hey, this, you know, we're going for it. You spend all that money on Cousins. You bring Judon in. So I think Atlanta can be a team that I don't think they're in the same tier. I would put them tier three as far as where I'm looking, how the NFC is kind of shaken out. But I think they have a really good chance to be a playoff team. And when you have a chance to be a playoff team, you have a chance to have a chance.
I agree. What are your expectations for Kirk Cousins, Tausch?
Anytime you come off of an Achilles, that's a you know, dangerous thing. I think I've always thought Kirk Cousins is better than a lot of people. Kirk Cousins has been a consistent, very accurate thrower of the football. It always comes down to how good is Atlanta's offensive line. I haven't done a deep dive on how good their line is because he cannot play. Packers would always say, just get him off his spot. You could every time they played the Vikings, get him off his spot. You do that, he is not the player. A lot like Jared Goff. I think him and Goff are very similar players. So I think Atlanta it will be in a better spot because he's a veteran. I think he can make all the throws that you need, but I think he's limited. And if they're expecting him to take them to the next level, I think he'll make the team and the entire group improve. But I don't think they're a serious championship contender, not right now.
And if he stays healthy, though, they're able to do the Tausch plan, not just after Thanksgiving, Michael Penix.
The question is, if Minnesota gets off to a good start and Atlanta doesn't,
do they reacquire Kirk Cousins?
You trade back and get Kirk Cousins. If Michael Penix,
no.
let's say Atlanta is struggling, they move the trade deadline, correct? Didn't they move the trade deadline a couple weeks, or did they keep it like late October, early November, right?
It was Halloween last year. Let me double check that.
Super late October. Let's say Atlanta fuddles around and they're struggling, right? And Minnesota's like, man, they won some games that maybe they didn't think they would. Is there crazier things? I don't know. Yes, buddy.
You're not right all the time. I know you think you might be.
I've been wrong three times today, and I've admitted it.
It's actually true.
In real time.
Yeah, we appreciate that. The deadline has been moved back even further. It is now November 5th.
After the
Week 9 games.
I hope
your parents enjoy Vegas.
November 5th.
They'll be scouting Devontae Adams.
Don't you think it'll be interesting if something happens, Sammy Darnold plays good and he gets dinged up, and the Falcons are struggling. It's like, it's time to move on to the boy, to my guy.
This is never going to happen.
Never is a long time, my friend.
They could trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Let me tell you something. Don't think that all this stuff is
kinda
crazy,
like that
town.
Idea.
If things go south in certain places, don't be surprised if a veteran quarterback gets traded to a contender this year. Don't be surprised. Okay?
Whoa, Nelly!
Aren't you anti don't be surprised as a take?
Don't be surprised if Matthew Stafford gets traded.
I'm
the
not
Rams
saying.
Kyler Murray?
I don't know if he's... I doubt that, but maybe.
To get him cheap, probably.
I mean, there were people putting Tom Brady in purple. There were people on Twitter. I thought that was crazy.
There are people on Twitter is worse than don't be surprised.
Doug Kleiman with an E, not with the A.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And he's got a good following.
Wait, what?
Dove's now got like not people knocking him off. It was
Well, he's not even Dove anymore. Dove sold it, to somebody else.
It's still Dove.
It's not Dove.
Dove with an A, and now it's Dove with an E. You take it for what it's worth, which is not a lot, but it is what it is.
What about the guy that had the scoop on the Love contract?
Pretty Ricky? Or
Pretty Ricky, yeah.
Was he accurate with what he was doing or not?
I guess kind of.
I mean, everybody can make predictions, and then if it's right, you're good. I wouldn't say he's an insider, but...
He's not saying.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, I've been wanting to get to this all week. So
John Madden.
Because
John Madden.
I know you're big on the Michigan Wolverines. No, I didn't want to get to John Madden. I don't know if that's
Why
even true.
Why is Frank Caliendo not going to play John Madden in the
No, but Nicolas Cage is.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, that can't be
It couldn't
real.
Be Kevin James. You can't just throw a heavy set fella in there.
Well, sure you can.
You can, but you shouldn't.
What I think are you
Frank
guys
Caliendo,
even talking
they're
about?
They're doing a John Madden doc, and Nicolas Cage is John Madden, which is ludicrous and absurd on numerous levels. Okay? But John Goodman, it should be John Goodman.
John Goodman's lost all this weight. He doesn't look that big.
But John Madden wasn't like, I mean.
You can't say you can't just put a heavyset fella in
John
there
Goodman's
and then pick John
now.
Goodman.
Why not put Frank Caliendo in there? Just let Frank go. Let Frank be Frank. Am I right?
It should be Frank Caliendo. Yes.
Okay, we're all on the same page. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
Was that what you were waiting to get to all week?
No, it's not.
I thought that's what you were going to.
The Michigan Wolverines are celebrating their national championship victory in their opener on August 31st, hosting Fresno State. The NFL season starts the following Sunday. Many of the players who were on that Michigan team, including players in the NFL, will be back and all celebrating in the victory. Before the season gets started, Jim Harbaugh was set to be the honorary captain. He is now saying he will not be able to make it so that he can focus on his responsibilities as the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. That per Michigan coach Sharon Moore.
And you think this is sketchy?
What's sketchy about it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that there's all this stuff going on with Harbaugh and suddenly he says he can't make it because he wants the focus. Just be honest.
What do you want him to say?
Do they play that weekend?
No, the Chargers don't play until the following weekend.
They had that bye. Green Bay had their bye week last week during the preseason.
Yeah,
I think the Chargers have their bye.
When you've had a day like you've had today, I don't think my slip of the tongue on
fair.
Week versus year.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't understand, like, what you're saying.
How about we just say Jim's not going to be able to be here, but we're going to focus on the players who won the championship? Like, yeah, I'm not asking you to say we openly cheated and Jim is a cheater and he can't be here. I'm not asking you for to say that. I'm not asking for Harbaugh to say I cheated and I'm not going to show up because I'm probably, you know, this isn't even going to count in a couple of years per the NCAA. But I'm just asking... Don't say anything. Don't give a reason why you can't
make
it.
Well, then don't ask a question. Easy enough.
No one asked the question.
Somebody did.
Sharon Moore said Harbaugh will no longer be the honorary captain because he's focusing on the responsibilities of his head coaching duties as the coach of the L.A. Chargers.
I can lie to you. I could give two rips about this story.
I knew that's where we were going there.
I
totally knew. All right.
But the NCAA trying to, like, implement their hand on this is just ludicrous. The whole thing is just dumb.
Nicolas Cage will play legendary coach and broadcasting icon
so
John Madden.
I have to admit, I got a nice text from one of our teammates, Jen. And she basically is telling me, don't be an idiot. There are no actors in documentaries, so this must be a motion picture film, which there
are. It is a biopic, yes.
So biopic seems documentary to me.
No, it's with actors.
What?
A documentary doesn't have actors. It's
so
got
you're
people
telling
that are interviewed
me that O.J. Simpson deal, the 5 or 10 part deal, was that a doc or was that?
Well, there were both.
Because there were actors in that.
The 30 for 30 was a documentary.
And
the
were there
5 part documentary. No, there weren't. There were interviews with real people.
I'm not
going
to lie to you. I got educated right there. I didn't know how that all shook out.
Technically,
okay?
O.J. was an actor, so yes.
No, don't do that. There was FX. ESPN did the documentary series. FX did a whatever you want to call it, bio series, because it's not a biopic, because it's not one movie.
Based on real life actors portraying.
Right, but it had actors in it playing OJ and Marcia Clark Al Cowlings and everyone else. All right, I don't have time.
Well, I'm just glad. I like to be educated on things.
Well,
I didn't know
you
that.
Have been now. And Jen called you an idiot.
In right. essence, yes.
So,
and sometimes
so
that's
you
fair.
Have two responsibilities here, and neither of them have to do with John Madden or who's playing him in the documentary. One is you need to tell us about AmFam. Two, I'm told that you have been given the cheese fry helmet.
Yeah, I got the stanky cheese fry helmet.
Well,
yeah.
Talk about delegation. He delegated that to you.
I love it. Packer fans, Dream Drive is back. Come on down to Lambeau Field. Kick off another year of big smiles in less than a mile. We started on July 22nd. She's finishing up soon. Get on down there, little Packer fans that can ride between Lambeau and training camp with their own bike or one from the AmFam fleet. Alongside your favorite coaches and Packers players, American Family Insurance continues to support this heartwarming event, mobilizing the community to realize their dreams as they ride safe and protected. Join American Family Insurance for another historic year as we keep the tradition moving. Grab your wheels and let's ride, Green Bay! Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Isn't that what Russell Wilson was saying during his brief stay with the Broncos? Let's ride! Oh, tell me the microphone is going to get knocked off while you're doing this.
I think it already fell down.
It did.
Number one in your hearts and in the beginning of the week. Who is it, Jesse Nelson?
Dan in Brothertown is our winner of Wilde and Tausch Trivia.
Father-in-law of the UW Green Bay women's basketball
team. That is correct.
Coach. You better get moving. Clock management, not great today, McCarthy.
I don't know. I don't
very,
know how that
very,
happened.
Very frustrating.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, will be brief, and it's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We've already run out of time. The show's supposed to be over. It is Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Look, this is not a feel-good story, but it is one that I think will touch a lot of people. I spent some time with Josh Myers earlier in the week. He lost his father to cancer right at the start of training camp. And I talked to Matt LaFleur last night from his hotel in Denver. And the way he talked about what Josh Myers has been through, Matt LaFleur's dad is at all the practices. He's obviously close with his dad. Tausch, you were extremely close with yours, and Josh Myers was with his dad. And to hear Josh talk about how he wants to dedicate this season to his father's memory, obviously he'd much rather his dad was here. But it was pretty compelling stuff. I'd like to recommend that you check out Madison.com to read that. All right, that's all we have time for today. We will do it again next week. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.